Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yep, but now in studio.
Oh my God.
We've got a very special guest.
Finally.
You might know her as a star in the ABC drama series For the People from Shondaland, the one and only. Please welcome Jasmine Savoy Brown.
Oh yeah, it's more
you, you like a live studio audience. They finally got here.
Thank you guys. I'll be there afterwards to give you signatures.
Wow.
And autographs.
All right, guys. Calm down.
No, keep up.
Calm down.
More. Jasmine. Oh, thank you. Oh, wow.
You're feeling the love.
I'm feeling it today.
This is what you get on Let's Go There with Sharon Ryan.
I love it.
So
thank
we interviewed you when the show just started.
Forever ago.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like forever ago. It wasn't too long ago.
How long ago?
No, I feel like it was forever
ago.
Was it only a year?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just when the first season was starting, right?
I don't know.
And you're like losing track of time.
She's like, I'm busy.
That's a whole other person.
Yeah, you were, really. And what does it feel like now? I mean, the show's gotten going when you're in season two.
Yeah, we're in season two. Well, season two is airing.
Okay.
In fact, my big episode airs not this Thursday, but next Thursday, which is May 2nd.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
So tune in May 2nd, ABC, 10 p.m. For the People. It's my big episode.
What does that mean, big episode?
So it's an ensemble cast.
Yeah.
There are 11 series regulars, to be technical. And we have 10 episodes, so they kind of spread out the love. So we're all in every episode, but in some episodes I just have two lines.
Yeah.
Versus in some I have like a pretty big storyline. Versus in this one, it's mostly me.
You're the star of the show.
Here I am totally plugging myself.
So explain to people, because one, if you don't know what this show is, what cave have you been hiding in? But for them, the people that are hiding in caves, explain to them the show and then explain to them your character.
So For the People, it focuses on six young lawyers, three public defenders and three prosecutors in the Southern District of New York, which if you are not living in a cave, you know the Southern District of New York has been in the headlines constantly lately.
Yeah.
Specifically the prosecutors prosecuting the Trump people and all of that stuff.
Just basically everyone in the Trump.
All of that. So
reminder, there's still a possibility of sketchy stuff coming out.
Yeah, a lot coming out. But so the show focuses on those lawyers, us playing them. And the cases aren't exactly ripped from the headlines, but inspired by some headlines.
Yeah.
And it's very current, very real world, present day stuff. But what's cool about it is it's not just a law show. It's not just looking at these cases. It's also looking at the relationships between these young lawyers and my character, Allison. It's cool because she's this black girl who comes from money.
Yeah.
And she's best friends with Sandra, played by Britt Robertson, who's this white girl who doesn't come from money. And they're like best friends, and it's awesome.
And they live in that nice apartment.
They do. It's
that
my apartment.
That apartment is so nice.
It's
so nice.
It's nice.
Yes.
And the bed is nice.
Oh. Like is the set bed nice?
Well, I think it's interesting because you do play, like, this is a pretty big role. To play a lawyer, there has to be research involved in that.
Yeah.
What goes into, one, that character, but then also, I guess, how do you, I don't know, continue to grow, like, I don't know, form your character as a piece of you, but then also being this big shot lawyer?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, I listen to a lot of podcasts because I think that's a good way to take in information, especially in LA. You know, we're driving all the time. Don't even get me started.
Girl.
I get so grumpy.
That's why you gotta
friends
listen.
Over the drives.
You gotta listen to Let's Go There.
You
Channel
should.
Q.
That's the
you
best
should.
Way
be
you can spend your time.
Yes.
No,
in
flex.
My opinion.
So you listen to podcasts.
That's,
we're also podcasts, by the way. Okay, continue.
One thing you might not know about our show is we'll always bring it back to us.
Reminder.
As you should. Which, total side, but have you listened to Lizzo's new album?
Oh, of course.
Yes.
She's
okay,
a queen.
Good.
We
I had to make sure. Last week.
Yeah, we just had her on the show Friday.
Her?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed.
I would have drank her
she's
bath
awesome.
Water.
I already did.
Wow. Exclusive.
She doesn't know that. But now you know. So anyway, back to me.
Back to you.
So For the People, so listen to podcasts, including yours, but podcasts about The law and social justice and all of that stuff. I sound so smart right now.
Et cetera.
And then what's great, a great way for us to get to know our characters better and lean into them is this cast. We really, really love each other.
Yeah.
We genuinely vibe. There's not a diva or a jerk on set. So we go and we hang out together and we go to Koreatown and do karaoke and we get food and we vibe and just get to know each other better. And that adds depth to our relationships on screen and just self-awareness and research and, you know, all
that good stuff. Was that intimidating at first?
Which part?
Well, I mean, well, intimidating
the legal
one,
stuff.
The legal stuff, and then obviously working in an ensemble cast.
You know, it was at first. My journey to getting this role happened very, very fast. Mm-hmm. This role actually started with a different actress, Brits, so we were replacements. So I had an audition and then a callback, and then 2 days after my callback, I was there for the first table read, and we started shooting the next week. So everyone in the cast, aside from Britt and I, had already known each other for a year.
That's
not fair.
Y'all are already friends, and we are the outsiders, but they immediately opened us up and let us in. And so it was intimidating at first, like for the first hour or so, then because everyone was so genuinely kind, that intimidation went away really fast, and I'm just inspired all the time.
Jasmine Savoy Brown, again, joining us right now from For the People on ABC. So tell us about some of these issues you take on, because they are real world issues and headlines right now.
Yeah, well, there was one this season that had to do with ICE. I wept reading the script and then watching it. Oh, my goodness. It had to do with a young boy and his father. And his father went to the courthouse. He went of his own will to help Leonard Knox, played by Reggie Jean Page, with a case. He was testifying against, I don't remember against what. And ICE was there waiting, and they took him. And so this little boy is lost in the courthouse looking for his dad. And then Tina Chrisman steps in, and it turns into this whole big mess. But it was heartbreaking because we all know it's happening constantly every single day. And it's one thing, I think, to retweet and see things on Twitter and you like do your part and move on. But then I think it's another to actually see it on your TV. You know, that sounds so stupid, but storytelling really is powerful.
Yeah.
And so to see this little boy and to see this face and this cute little kid crying, and it's on ABC, and you know what I mean? It just puts it in your face.
I think it's something to be said, because these shows are kind of like they enter into your living room. So it's very kind of intimate in some ways.
Home,
it's in your home. So you're dealing with these characters, you're building relationships with these characters, and then you're now like seeing storylines that are like, oh, this is also something that you would see on the news.
Yeah.
There's something to be said there.
Totally.
Yeah.
So taking it from news can be very disconnected. When you put it in a narrative, it makes it much more real.
One, your character is obviously her own like representation. Mm-hmm. I mean, she is a black girl living in New York, being a lawyer in spaces that you probably wouldn't see that. What does that mean to you playing a role like that, and also kind of being a part of Shondaland?
Mm. So being a part of Shondaland is awesome. What I love about Shondaland, we all know that they're very, it's a diverse place. We have diverse casts, but that goes behind the screen as well. I walked on set for the first day and there was a female DP, which I'd never seen. Not only that, but a black female DP.
Yes.
That was so cool. And just everyone on set is just super fluid and diverse. And you've got all kinds of people, which I love. It really makes a difference as an artist.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I haven't had any super intimate scenes on the show. But if/when that happens, I'll feel more comfortable, because I've had like somewhat intimate scenes on other stuff, and it's all these white guys
just watching. Staring.
It's really weird. And I'd feel better if there were women or queer people or brown people or whatever.
Yeah.
So that answers that.
Yeah.
Okay, what does it mean to me? That's a really great question. You know, it's interesting, because I feel like it's two extremes. Like in one extreme, I feel like, what's so shocking about this?
Right. Oh, girl.
Like,
I say that all the time.
Who's surprised?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are, but I'm not. And neither is anyone that looks like me. Of course, there's black, female, queer lawyers or whatever, or everything. There's nothing shocking there.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, knowing that that's new in media, and especially, you know, on like cable TV, that is a really big honor and responsibility. And that's part of the reason why up until now, I've always worn my hair natural.
Yeah.
Like, now I feel like I've established that that's who I am and that's what I do. So I might start playing around with that more with different roles.
But you came in.
Yeah. And it's been important to me for anyone, specifically little black girls, but anyone who looks like me or is the other or feels different, to see, like, oh, she, with her hair looking like that, she's the one that is desired. Like, she's the one that's beautiful and smart and strong. I can be too, you know?
Do you feel like because of that, and obviously you say, and I say, we're not shocked that these are stories that can be told because it's real life.
Yeah.
But do you also feel like sometimes that diversity and like these, I guess these buzzwords can just be kind of looked at as a product to a lot of places are like, oh, I see this is happening. Everyone's talking about this. People will pay attention if we're doing it. Do you ever feel like culturally, do you ever feel like that can be looked at as a product to just, you know, be into a mainstream world?
Totally. And what I hate about the word diversity, even though I just used it, is that when it's used in Hollywood, it is BS a lot of the time. So like, look, our show or our movie's diverse. It has two light brown people, which I fall into that category.
No.
That's not a diverse show or a diverse movie. In order for something to actually be okay, where's my Japanese people at? Where's my disabled girl at? Where's my, you know, whatever? Like, just because there's white and black people sharing space, that is not diversity. That is a room full of white and black people. And that's great. That is awesome. We need more of that. But we need way more people. We need to be way more inclusive, way more colors, way more shapes, sizes, everything's in order to actually be diverse.
So where do you see the state of things and how you want things to go without it being a checkbox of we're trying as hard as we can to be diverse. We're, you know, within this environment.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, that's tough. Right. That's tough.
Yeah.
I feel like just in general with these things, it's like the pendulum swings. Mm. Like, it's been so white and straight, for lack of better terms, that maybe it needs to swing to like super queer and colorful. And then it'll like balance out. Yes, of course, some stories, it should be all one race if that's the story that it's telling. And then, yeah, it would be ridiculous to be like, oh, my movie's great because there's one white person, one black person, one Japanese person, one Chinese person, one Mexican. That would just be stupid. It should just be, you know, like,
awkward.
That would
right?
be very weird. So I don't know how we get there.
I think
what it is it's inviting new voices to tell their stories, whether that be new writers, new directors. Just let's bring in new voices and let's see what the world looks like through their lens and their lens and their lens.
Yeah, because I think I think oftentimes, especially in a climate that we're in now, I feel like obviously I'm not a white person, but I think some people that are, you know, non-people of color, they think, well, where does that lead me? Like, if all the roles are being kind of taken, and I'm not going to lie, I think that is a valid feeling because everyone has those feelings. Everyone's like, but I think you also have to look at the bigger picture of like, okay, well, now I need to use, I guess, what my quote unquote privilege is and step back and see, does this actually fit me? And will it actually tell the story instead of just thinking like, oh, I'm going to take this role because one, it's a lot of money and I can do it.
Right, totally.
And I guess, what do you think? I mean, what do you think about even in that, if especially, have you ever came across any other people like in this industry that have kind of felt that way, especially with diversity?
Yeah. A couple of my friends, like I have a couple white, blonde, beautiful friends who sometimes have complained to me. They're like, oh, the role went black, or the role went this. And I'm like, don't you dare complain to me. But then as my friend, I'm like, yeah, I feel for you. You didn't get the part.
Yeah.
And it must suck feeling like, what is that quote that it's like, privilege is, see, now I'm completely blanking, but something about that feeling, like how we are used to feeling that all of the time, and when you feel that for the first time,
you're like shocked.
Like privilege, something about privilege and inequality.
Yeah.
How they're not the same. I'm not thinking of it, but yeah, I have come across that, and I've been very frustrated, and then I feel like I'm filling that role of black woman to be like, well, let me teach you and nurture you and help me feel better.
Me and Ryan have talked about that because
it's not my job.
Yeah, because we, like, even on this show, we have different voices, different opinions. Like, we play our roles.
Yeah.
And so part of, you end up going into kind of cliche spaces.
Totally.
Sometimes.
And it's frustrating because I don't want to.
Yeah.
But that's just what I'm used to doing. I'm going to sit here and comfort you now, even though you're feeling uncomfortable because I'm having an opportunity.
Yeah, we all need to celebrate each other. We all need to celebrate each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jasmine Savoy Brown, again, joining us for the people on ABC is the show.
And over here dropping knowledge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jules.
No, we love that. And you're also, you know, very, you put yourself out there in your relationship on your Instagram. You have a beautiful girlfriend.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I mean,
she's
hot.
She's
outdoorsy.
See the abs.
Are you? She has
abs.
Oh, she has so many.
I tried. Don't. So okay. Many. Here's the thing. I spend my time where I'm going to call research, but other people may call stalking y'all's relationship. And I was like, "Who is that? How can I see her?" I just, you know.
Yeah, abs, great arms,
yeah.
All of it. Yes, very outdoorsy. Likes building things, likes building me things. We, you know what? So when was that? Christmas. So okay, long story. I'm going to go back.
Okay.
We adopted a kitten. Okay,
oh,
she
that's
has
cute.
No eyelids.
Oh my God.
And she's partially blind and like her hips are messed up.
Okay.
But we love her. And this started because I grew up with cats and Camille grew up with dogs. And I was like, I miss cat energy. Blah, blah, blah. It took me like a year and a half to convince her. We get this cat. We fall in love with the broken cat. Oh, well. And I wanted this cat to be like my on the road buddy. Like when I'm in jobs in another state, she's going to come with us. So for Christmas, we packed up our kids. We're so stereotypical, our cat and our dog. And we took them in the car and we road tripped to the Grand Canyon. And we have a picture of us with our cat, our blind cat,
you brought
and our
a
dog.
Cat on a trip.
Yes.
You're one of those. Did you put the cat on a?
This is pure lesbian.
She does have a leash and a collar, but I just held her and we just all posed in front of, you know, the Grand Canyon. Then we drove to Texas to see her family. Then we came back.
Very
then I took
cute.
The cat to Malibu.
Yeah.
And now I'm about to go to San Diego for a while. I'm going to take the cat with
that
me
cat's
there.
Cat's well traveled.
I just ride that cat.
She is. We're a little, just a little family.
Well, you're hilarious in all your stories, but you also, in all seriousness, also speak up about LGBTQ plus rights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, has that changed? Were you always that open or like bringing it into your work life as well?
You know, yes and no. I didn't come out even to myself until I was like, well, officially until I was like 20 or 21. But even consciously until I was like 19-ish, I grew up very religious, very Christian, but I was obsessed with gay people. Now we know why. But I, you know, like so many gay
Same.
Friends and just
Same.
Like, yeah, super passionate about equality and standing up for people. And I think beyond LGBTQ issues, I just think people should just be treated equally and with love.
Yeah.
But then... Yeah, I was like, I'm definitely not straight. And then I met Camille and we fell in love and I came out to everyone. And then kind of just my personality is all or nothing. Mm. So when I was like, okay, I'm out, I'm doing this, it's going to be in every part of my life. So I just kind of started shoving it in people's faces.
And yes, you were pushing the gay agenda.
Yes, that's what I do. I'm a pusher.
No, but I think that's great. It's one, did you feel like other people around you, like, did, I guess a lot of times you always, especially as queer people, we always kind of have to come out every single moment.
Yeah, that's a huge thing.
How has that impacted you?
I feel a lot better. I feel a lot freer.
Yeah.
There are still moments, you know, those random moments like at the grocery store or something where I just like, I don't know, you know, someone's just being creepy or like hitting on you and it's like, what do you do? Because also I'm a female and there are certain types of situations where it's might be dangerous and I feel like I'm not honoring myself by not being like, I'm gay or I'm queer, I'm lesbian, but also I'm like, I don't want to get beat up right now. You know what I mean? I hate that. You know what I'm talking
why
about?
Why do you even need to say what anything? Just go away.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not interested
exactly.
in you, period.
But,
like, why do you
but then there's some creepy men out there that don't know how
then,
to take no for a no.
Yeah, and you got to give a reason, but then, so it's complicated. But
and then they're kind of like, oh, you are? Well, oh, that's interesting.
Bring her over. Yeah. You know. But in professional spaces and just in general life, where there's just this weight off, and I'm just happier. Yeah.
And then I also love how open you've been about your endometriosis. That is something, especially as an actress. Having a platform, why did you feel that was very necessary for you to talk about?
Oh my gosh! So mine was horrible to the point where I thought about suicidal thoughts occurred.
Wow!
And in the end, it turned out there's not even a scale of diagnosis. That's how new all of this research is.
What exactly is it, if you don't mind me asking?
So what mine was, it can be a few different things, but mine was cysts on my ovaries. Like two or three on my right and one on my left. And so, you know, that can hurt at any time. But then when I'm on my period and I'm bleeding, those cysts are like on the outside of the ovaries bleeding.
It's
so
really
it's painful. You have it?
No, but it just sounds
horrific.
Horrible.
And in the towards the end, it would be 1 or 2 days straight of 9 hours straight of vomiting and diarrhea and like screaming in pain. Like,
are you kidding?
Truly horrific.
I'm sorry, Eve. I don't know if we can blame this on Eve.
Equality. I'm sorry. It's hard to have equality when women's bodies go through.
Well, that's the thing.
Wow.
I had this. This started when I was 15 or 16. And it took 7 years to get a diagnosis because I went to so many doctors and they were like, "It's just a period. You're being dramatic, sweetie."
How dare
women and men.
Okay.
And that's, you know, because
without even checking first, they would just die.
They just said, "It's just your period. Take more ibuprofen." I'm like, "Sorry, but like, I shouldn't be passing out at school and like screaming in pain and shitting my pants, pooping my pants." You know?
Jasmine, what is next for you?
No, it's okay. They didn't even hear. We dumped it.
We think it's important to share about that because if anyone else is going through that, know that you're not alone.
Yeah.
And don't listen to sometimes the medical. I'm not a medical professional, but sometimes you listen to your body. That's what I was going
to listen to
say.
Your body, because no one knows your body better than you.
Exactly.
And that's why it's so important to me to talk about it, because I didn't know until another woman told me.
Ooh.
Not my doctor.
So what's coming up to wrap this up? Tell them again when your big episode's coming out and then also what's coming up.
My big episode of For the People comes out May 2nd, Thursday, May 2nd, 10 p.m. on ABC.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Go.
I mean,
that's
you have some. I mean, we're hanging.
There's
we're all
going
to have a Let's Go There dinner. We're going to hang out with you.
We're going to hang out.
Yes.
We're
going to chill.
Jasmine Savoy Brown.
Woo!
For the People. Check it out.
Yeah.
And
there's the clapping. Thank you.
Jasmine Brown. What's your Instagram?
@JasmineSavoy. JASMIN Savoy.